Good afternoon, folks. Brock Olivo, special teams coordinator. To begin, I want to say thank you for the opportunity to be here this afternoon. I want to express how thankful I am for the opportunity to be a part of this great franchise. I want to thank Vance Joseph for not only the six-hour grueling interview to test my fortitude and whatnot knowledge, but also for having the confidence to go with a first-time coordinator and a young guy, frankly, in the grand scheme of things. So it's an honor to be a part of what many people believe to be the flagship franchise of the NFL, something that Mr. Bolin set forth over 20 years ago, I don't know when it was, but back in 84, I think, when he established the championship attitude that now Mr. Elway is carrying forward. And so it's an honor to be here and be part of this franchise. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my former coordinator slash boss, Dave Tobe. Without him, I wouldn't be here right now. I was under his tutelage for 3 years in Kansas City. And we know what kind of special teams coordinator he is, the success he's had in his 15-plus career now. So I had to acknowledge him, Andy Reid, of course, for giving me the opportunity to be part of his franchise there. And I have to say, last but not least, because he's going to be the guy I'm going to be working with every day with our guys, I have to acknowledge my assistant, Chris Gold, who is a rising star in this league, just like Vance mentioned earlier. Chris is very knowledgeable. He's got a great football mind. He's a great communicator. He's a former specialist, played at a high level. The guys respect him. And so I am incredibly fortunate to have somebody like Chris Gold to work with me. So with that, I will turn the floor over to you folks.
Brock, I'm just interested in the conversation when you say, Dave, Denver must have looked good to you. By the way, I'm going to the Broncos. I mean, how was that interaction? He had obviously interviewed shortly before that, and kind of what were your discussions like with him?
Right, so I got to tell you, it was like a father sending his son off to school who just won a scholarship. He was very proud. He was so elated, fired up for me. Even though it's an interdivisional rival, he didn't care. He was more excited for me and proud at my opportunity than he was about where I was going or the fact that we had to play each other twice a year now. So, and that was Dave, and that was him being sincere. I can say that for sure.
Hey, Brock, congratulations.
Thank you.
First of all, Kansas City did a lot of great things on special teams. What do you feel you need to do to have that success translate over here to the Broncos special teams?
So one of the reasons why I'm so fortunate to be here right now, and what is your name again, sir? I'm sorry?
Andrew.
One of the reasons I'm so fortunate to be here is because Vance Joseph understands the importance of special teams, and he understands the one-down philosophy. That is that special teams can swing the course of a game, and it can win games in this league. And he and Mr. Elway know the importance of that. And so we're going to implement the philosophy, that one-down philosophy, all right? And we're going to have our identity. Andrew is going to be fast, smart, tough. We're going to bring that to town. The guys, and I know this roster pretty well because we've played against them twice a year for the last 3 years now. So now, obviously, with attrition and everything that happens in free agency, the identity is going to change a little bit. But we know what we're walking into here, and it's a good situation. We love it. And my goals are going to be, look, I got to give Joe and I got to give Mike the best field position possible. And that's how we're going to roll here, Andrew.
Brock, using your words, the six-hour grilling, what was the toughest question you got?
Toughest question I got was about a lasagna dish that my wife makes. She's Sicilian, and so Coach was really No. Probably talking about game management / clock management, those situations there, because those are things that Vance and I and Mitch Tanney and Mike and Joe, we're all going to have to sit down and hash out before the season and get on the same page, because at the end of the day, when it comes to Sunday, the hay's in the barn, it comes down to us making great decisions, putting our players in good situations. And so I think those situations are probably the hardest, the most difficult situations to deal with as a coordinator on any side of the ball and as a head coach. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Brock, congrats.
Thank you.
You guys had a lot of success in Kansas City, but obviously you mentioned being a first-time coordinator. What are you expecting that shift from you from being the assistant to being the guy, and how strictly will you follow what Dave Tobe implemented in Kansas City?
Right. No, that's a great question, and I'll answer the second part of your question first. Dave did a great job of preparing me, and he's done that with guys in the past. I mean, I'm not the first that he's sent out to be a coordinator. So his coaching tree is ever evolving, and I'm just the latest. I'm just the latest branch. And I tell you, he does a great job because he involves you on a daily basis in the game planning. He gets feedback from you. He makes you feel part of it. And so he's not only teaching you his philosophy and the approach, but he's more worried about you learning. So there's a big difference between teaching and learning, and Dave Tobe gets that. He approaches his players like that as well, and that's what we're going to implement here too. We're not just going to sit up here and say, hey, you've got X and you've got O and et cetera, et cetera. We're going to make sure that they understand why they've got X and why they've got O and what we're doing, why we do what we do. And look, man, we're going to be simple. We're going to be simple. We're going to play fast. We're going to play hard. We're going to kill it, okay? This is a great acronym, you guys, right? Kill it. Keep it likable and learnable. And we're going to turn our guys loose. And really, our motto, and it's going to be on my office, is going to be cut it loose and have fun. That's what we're going to do. Because these guys got a lot on their plate on offense and defense, so we're not going to bog them down with a lot. So now that I've answered the second part of your question, the first part of your question was, how am I going to make the transition as a first-time coordinator? I feel ready. I feel like I'm ready to roll. And with the help and good guidance from a great leader like Vance Joseph, working hand-in-hand with Mike and Joe on a daily basis in practice, and then a great assistant, like I mentioned earlier, with Chris Gold, we're going to hit the ground running.
Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
As a first-time coordinator, how much are you able to use your experience from being over in Italy to help make this adjustment for you?
Well, I'm going to teach the guys some Italian. And like I said, there's going to be no shortage of pastries and lasagna, no. So I'll tell you this. The coaching overseas was an awesome experience. And what it did for me, so imagine this. So you're coaching guys who learned, found out, discovered, however you want to put it, the game of football at the median age of 18 years old. Okay, so the learning curve is huge. Plus, you had to teach it to them in Italian. So you're teaching in a foreign language, your game, right? And you had to try to implement all the little nuances that go with the game of American football. When they've grown up watching soccer, playing soccer, some of them played basketball, some played football. So what it taught me more than anything was patience in teaching. Patience. And again, I go back to what I said to the gentleman earlier. There's a huge difference between teaching and learning. All right, and so that's the one thing that I brought back from that experience, apart from what an amazing cultural experience. I mean, I'm originally Italian, and so I appreciated that piece of it, but it was those lessons in teaching that I appreciate the most. Yeah.
Coach, your experience both as a special teamers at Mizzou and then in professional football, where did the passion come from playing special teams, and how do you get guys to buy into what can be sometimes viewed as a thankless role?
That's a great question. I'll tell you this. So at the University of Missouri, I was a starting halfback there for 4 years. Midway through my sophomore season, I said, you know what? Because we were struggling in the beginning there. I said, you know what? I'm watching special teams on Saturdays, and we don't have our 11 best guys on the field. And so I went to our head coach, who was Larry Smith at the time. I said, look, coach, I want to get on special teams. And, oh, yeah, I'm bringing these guys with me. Okay? And so whether they liked it or not. But they bought in. And, you know, it is the third phase. It's the third phase. And people talk about it being a third of the game. Well, you're going to get 25 to 35 snaps. So is it really a third of the game? No. But you got to take that approach. You do. And it's a niche. And I sold it to my teammates, and I've sold it to my players like this. Look, man, how cool is it, okay, when everyone else is shunning special teams and putting it on the back burner, how cool are you if you're different and you make it a priority? How cool is that, man? And I tell you what, it showed up. It showed up in the results. And so, look, excitement, enthusiasm, that is very contagious. And so we're gonna fall back on that a lot too. You'll see. So it'll be good. Yes, sir.
Coach, because you worked with them and a lot of people can't figure it out, do you know what the key is to stopping Tyreek Hill? Because I think a lot of people would like to know that secret.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. So the flu, let's just go down the list. Flat tire, didn't make it to the game. Tyreek Hill's a special football player. We all know that. We're going to have a game plan like all the other 30 other teams in the NFL are going to have a game plan against Tyreek. He's a special guy. And you got a game plan against a guy like that. You know, and this is, you know what, this comes down to just, it's an ego thing, right? A lot of coaches will say, you know what, no, we're going to kick it right to him. Just like they used to do back in Chicago to Devin Hester. Now we're going to kick to him. We're going to cover. We're going to show you. We're going to show you. Well, he's a special guy, and you got to have a game plan for a guy like that. So, and you love those challenges. I mean, heck, come on. You don't want somebody who's going to fair catch it every time. I mean, you want to be tested. That's why we play at this level. That's why we coach at this level, to make those decisions. So that's a great question. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you, guys.